Kovas Halvavos. We'll start from Va'ata Ochi, the last four lines of page Yud Ches. Va'ata Ochi, and now my brother, and you my brother, I'm sorry, and you my brother. Kashatikra Sifri Zeh, you'll read my Sefer V'Tamud Alinyonov, and you'll realize the importance and the concepts that I'm talking about. Tocheulach L'mazkir, you will take it as a constant reminder of how to live your life. Ushfot b'tzedek es nafshecho, he said b'emes, like you really put your soul up to the light. Are you matching, are your deeds matching what you're learning? B'shanin also, learn it again and again and again. Chazer it over. Ulamad bo tova mitoch dover, extrapolate, don't just read these words, you know, understand the concept of what I'm teaching and apply it to other things. The sochi yuvchob and carry its burden, its obligations. It obligates you to act a certain way, to live a certain way. The libcha uvamatzvuncha, not just chovas ha'ivarim, but it obligates you to think a certain way. It obligates you to have a certain attitude in life. It obligates you to think about things in a different way. Like he said before, earlier in the Agdoma, it's like an Or HaMeir. It changes your whole attitude, your whole way of looking at things. It opens up a whole new perspective on life. So you should make sure you do that. Then he says, V'yamnira l'chol bo shibush, if you find what you think is a mistake in my Sefer, taknehu, so fix it. T'chesron hashlimehu. If you think it's missing a point, so fix it up. So what lies in what he's saying, it really lies, he's trusting the Kore, right? He's not saying, you know, he could easily say, as the Chafetz Chaim says, it's not Gaiva, the Chafetz Chaim writes, if you think I missed something and I made a boo-boo, you should know I spent a lot of time on this Sefer. Before you jump to curse me out, before you jump to say what an idiot I am, chazer it over, go slowly, check what you're saying, like, calm down, you know, jump. So certainly, the Chavis HaLodis could say that also, I'm sure. But he chooses to say, and I think it's in line with his, remember how much emphasis he put on the individual's thought process, and the individual's kochos of logic and rationality and thinking. So I think it's along those lines that he trusts the reader so much that, you know, obviously, if the guy's not Roy Lekach, he doesn't want him, you know, get your paws out of my Sefer. You know? Don't start making haggles in my Sefer when you don't even understand what I'm talking about. But, you know, he's addressing an intelligent reader, and he says, if you think something's wrong, so, you know, fix it up in your own, probably means in your own private copy.
He did say earlier that he, you know, rushed through it, and he never talked.
Well, that's what he's about to say in another three lines. But you don't think he didn't mean it. Everything's relative. You can be sure he didn't present it to the public till he thought it was worthy of presenting to the public. He refers himself to that. In three lines, he's going to say that. He's going to say that point in three lines. But still, you know, I think the fact that he's dealing with an intelligent audience. He's saying, if you think I'm wrong, okay, so fix up your copy of the Sefer. If you're near the Chobo Shibish, that's cool. Yeah, I can handle that. Takmeo, fix it up. The Chesro, and actually, Meo. You know, fine. I have no problem. The Tia Mataras Chobo, and then he says, but make sure that your point in reading, and I think this ties into what he just said, because it's very easy to read a Sefer like a book critic and say he could have said it differently, and this Raya is not so compelling, and this is not so good. If your only relationship with the Sefer, if your relationship with the Sefer is not a living one, it's like the New York Review of Books, or you're looking at it as an editor, and you're just, where you're critically examining every word, so then it's not... There's no real point in doing that. That's why he says, like, so it leads into now, if he's trusting the reader to fix up his copy, And so then he says, but I think there's a link here, but make sure that your purpose in reading the Sefer is to fulfill what the Sefer does. So it's a real document, it's a living Sefer, it's a real Sefer. And, you know, you're imagining yourself doing this and saying, oh, yeah, you know, and I skip the step. You know, I skip the step, so fill it in yourself. But that should be your purpose. Lasos kol mashu mazareh olav, what the Sefer goads you to do. Umancha elav, that's where I now page your test. Lo kedei lehishtabeach, but don't read my Sefer in order to just say you came to Rabbi Linowitz a shir, and you know what the Chavis Haldovah says about Kniya, and you know what the Chavis Haldovah says about Bitachon, and you're going to show off to your friends and neighbors that you know what the Chavis Haldovah holds about this and about that, and like, you don't do anything with it. So then, so he says, don't learn the Sefer for that purpose, but I think he's also implying, then don't make any hagolas in the Sefer. If it's not real, if you're not thinking of real life, and you're just like, and it's all theory to you, so you're going to find a lot of mistakes, you know. But in real life, so I'm trusting you that you can fix things up if you feel they're wrong. Okay, and then he's back to addressing the intelligent reader, the reader that he trusts, and then he says, be malamit chus on me, please don't think badly of me. If you think I made a mistake, fix your copy of the Sefer. Please don't think badly of me. But it's not a question of badly. He doesn't care what they think about him, I assume. Not if he learned Shari Yichud HaMaisa, he doesn't care what they think about him. But he means that they'll be danam l'kavchova. You know, it's a very big achrayus to present to the public a work of Torah, a work of Musar, a work of Ashkafa. It's a tremendous achrayus. Maybe you're, you know, big achrayus, h.com, very big achrayus. You're writing about concepts, about ideas, about Torah, and you know, you're presenting it to all sorts of people, you're presenting it to millions of people. Like, one sentence could be no good, and it's an achrayus. So that's what he says. He doesn't care what they think of him, if they think badly of him, but it's a limud chova. Like, you aren't careful. You're giving Torah to the public, you aren't careful. He's saying, be malamed schus on me, that I'm human and I made a mistake. So don't think badly of me, that you won't hold of me as much as I want you to hold of me. I mean, don't think unkindly of me in the terms of that I did something wrong, and you're like, in your mind, you're remonstrating with me. Right, from your perspective, you're finding a mistake. So be malamed schus on me, ubameshe yiroi lecha, and what seems to you to be built in the sukkah, that it's improperly written. The inyano, I didn't plumb the depths of an inyan. I got it wrong. I gave the wrong perspective. I'm off. So obamilov, or I didn't use the right words. He's very concerned about using the precise words. As we said before, one of his thoughts to stop writing the Sefer, or not to start writing it, was that he doesn't really know Arabic all that well to get the right word, you know, like the bullseye word that's going to bring out the idea. So if you indeed find something like that I didn't really use the right word, so be malamed schus on me. L'fish ani miharti bo, I wrote the Sefer, it means relatively quickly. You know, at some point you have to stop editing. Like I said yesterday, B'shem Meir Zlatowicz, at some point you got to stop and just put it out. Below Chazarti Olav Pomim Rabos, I didn't chazer over it as many times as I would have liked to. That's what it means. Mechashash Ten Yikra'eni Osom, I don't know when I might die, plain and pushing. And then my work will be incomplete. The Imna'eni, and that'll stop me, Mimasha Kivisibo. I have great hopes for my Sefer. I hold I'm going to, at least potentially, accomplish a revolution in religious life, that people will pay more attention and realize that the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit are chovos halvavos, not chovos hoivorim. So, you know, I have to take into account that I might die. Now, if he would have said that his wife wants to go visit I better go visit my parents today, because I might die. So that would be a stira to what he himself writes in Shar HaBitachon. Right? You're not supposed to live life as if you might die when it, you know, you don't. If he really held, he could ask a kasha. Like, I'm sure he didn't live his life. If he held, he has to go over the sefer 26 times. So he's not going to go over it 25 times because he might die. That's probably a stira to Bitachon. You know, maybe I'll die. maybe a lot of things, you know. You're supposed to have Bitachon. You're not supposed to think that something, you know, maybe this, maybe that. Someone pulled out of going to Hebron. Someone pulled out of going to Hebron this week because everybody knows what happened in Yitzhar, right? So maybe the Arabs are going to want to take Nakamba. So I started laughing, you know. I said, I can't guarantee you they won't, but like to go things. Anyway, maybe I'm going to die, he says. So the pshat is, I think, what's the pshat? It's like a steer to his own Shar Bitachon. So two things. First of all, that's for sure he reached the minimum threshold of whatever he felt he has to do. When he says miharti, he means, relatively speaking, when he says he didn't go over it a lot of times, he means as much times as he would have liked to, but you can be sure he went over it what he considered to be the minimum amount. There's always a minimum. Like, I gotta go over this at least 4 times, let's say, and I'd really like to go over it 10 times. So that's first of all. You for sure don't think maybe I'm gonna die no matter what else I'm gonna say now, but you certainly don't think that way and do a damn job and deliberately do a shoddy job, Chas v'Shalom. So for sure he did the minimum. But even then, it's like strange, like maybe you're going to die. So I think the answer is that he felt, and you see that from the Hagdama that he wrote, he felt an obligation to do this. When a person feels an obligation to do something, and he feels that's his task in this world, you know, he thanks Hashem that he realized something that no one else in the world realized, and like he felt this is my chelik, my contribution to Yiddishkeit, then I think you have a chiyuv to think, you know, maybe I'll get hit by a truck. Like, I can't wait till tomorrow. You know, I want to do something that I feel will be of the utmost importance and significance to Klal Yisrael. I'll do it as soon as I come back from vacation. No, you're not going to go on vacation. Maybe Chas v'Shalom, something will happen on vacation. Even if it's not Negeya, you can take the vacation because of time. But you have no right to push it off. You don't push off a good thing. Don't push it off. You don't know if you'll be able to do it. So if you feel a sense of chova, a sense of obligation, a sense of purpose, then I think that you, there's a lesson here in the Chayim Salvav. Then you're supposed to think, maybe I'll die. Even though it's such a strange thought. You say, Mr. Shar HaBitachon, maybe you're going to die. Come on. But when you feel Klal Yisrael needs this, and I'm the guy that's going to do it, and I thank Hashem for giving me the inspiration to do it, you can't push it off. So you got to mamish, like, so you got to balance it. Like, if someone wants to open a school, and he says, Klal Yisrael needs this, and he convinces himself that it's so. Okay, good, fine. No. So, you know, you got to make sure everything's in place. All the dominoes are lined up. You know, you got to make, right? If you start it too early, it's not going to work. On the other hand, if you wait till things are perfect, you'll never do it. That's what I've told all this before. But now he's saying, like, I would even say, you should err on the side of doing it a little too hastily. Because you shouldn't push it off. You never know. You have an achrayus to do this, and you don't know what's going to happen. Maybe you're going to die. I think that's a limud in what he writes. Pen yikra'eni osom v'yimna'eni mimashe kivisi bo. Okay, let's finish this paragraph. Bato yodeya. Now he's going back to the limud schus. Limud amit schus on me. You know, ki atchuno ha'anushis, human ability, bilti shleima, a human is by nature flawed. You know, we don't produce perfect things. Va'tevo ha'anushi rachok m'liyo shalem. It's very far from being shalem. So sure, there'll be mistakes, and there'll be things that were done wrong, and there'll be things that are silly and stupid and wrong and terrible. That's how it is. K'maymer ha'chosod olam ha'shalom ha'zavad ha'melech reitzim te'ilim ha'chevel b'nei yodam kozov b'nei ish tol hevel tol kozov v'momayim lalos. If you put them in a scale, heima mehovel yachad, they don't, you put the person's deeds and the b'nei ish's deeds in a scale, they're not going to weigh even like hevel. They'll be equal to hevel, because it's always flawed. It's never like perfect. It's never. So what should I say? I already wrote my hisnat slus because of yecholti. That I said from the beginning, I'm not going to produce a perfect work. It's flawed. But you know, okay, I said what I said. So that's also a limud schus. In other words, reading this hagdama, that I myself am aware of how flawed it is, or how flawed it could be. So that's an elamai. I felt I got to put it out. So it should be a limud schus. Realize I made the same cheshbon you're making, and I decided that I got to get it out. I got to push it out. Because it mashiul malai schus al kol shgiya intensively bashmos. If you find mistakes, so you understand where I'm coming from. Okay.